taking some time to settle into the sitting posture. Allowing the body to find some sense of balance and centeredness. Sitting in a way that embodies the dignity of this practice. The profound self-care, self-respect, this practice. And just connecting to the felt sense of the body, however it is right now. Noticing any clear areas of tension or tightness. Sometimes in the shoulders, lower back. Seeing how light the head can simply float. Softening the body. Softening the belly. Connecting to whatever sense of ease and well-being may be available. Sense of softness and ease in the body can help the mind be more soft or accepting. Ease with whatever is arising. Exactly as it is. At some point, you might notice that breathing is happening. All by itself. Connecting to the sensations of the breath, wherever you notice them. Breath may be fast or slow. Be shallow or deeper. However it happens to be, is just perfect. Purposes of mindfulness. allowing these sensations of the breath, sensations of the body, to further calm the mind. This morning we'll expand the instructions to include mindfulness of thinking. Now, just letting thoughts be in the background. With the sensations of the breath in the foreground. Whenever you notice that thinking has taken you away from the breath, seeing what it's like to simply let go of the thought, return to the breath. From the perspective of equality, thoughts are no different than any other arising in the mind. A sound, a sensation. And it's possible to turn our mindfulness towards the process of thinking itself. Invite you to let go of the breath. with a simple open awareness, notice thinking. Notice that the process of thinking is happening. Seeing if you can discover the difference between thinking about something and simply noticing thinking. When we think about something, we're inside the contents of the thoughts. But just to notice thinking itself, it can be helpful to whisper a small label in the mind, thinking, thinking. If the thought fades when you look at it, then simply returning to open awareness, the sensations of breathing. When thinking arises again, giving a simple note, thinking, thinking. as we practice this skill of clearly looking at the process of thinking, see if you can notice other characteristics of thinking right now. What is the tone of voice of these thoughts? It might be gentle, it might be harsh. The volume of these thoughts. What sense of energy is behind these thoughts? And patterns of thoughts return again and again. Often there's some emotion underlying these thoughts. Seeing if you can notice any emotion that might be fueling thinking. Seeing if you can notice how any thoughts that are present are affecting the body. Sometimes thinking can create pressure in the head, forehead. Seeing if any place in the body is impacted by thinking. And whenever thoughts fade, simply relaxing into the space. The empty space behind the thoughts. What is it to not be in conflict with our thinking mind? Basic instruction is to simply allow thoughts to come and go. And when we notice that thinking is pulling us away from the present moment, we can turn towards the thinking itself, just this way. Just noticing thinking directly. What is it not to be in conflict with whatever is arising? Sounds, sensations, feelings, thoughts, breathing with all of it. Simply inviting the myriad things to experience themselves. if there were a goal of meditation, it wouldn't be to not think. Maybe I would say, if there were a goal of meditation, it might be to not be in conflict with whatever is happening. And pretty often, thinking will be happening. So, in meditation, we're not trying to stop our thoughts. We're not trying to sort of be snipers and pick off our thoughts, whatever pops up like that, you know, game in the arcade, you know, it's like get whack-a-mole. You know, don't do it. It's to really relax around our thinking and our thinking process and not let thinking be a problem. It's like we're learning a new relationship to our thinking where we're not so compelled by thoughts. We're not believing them, compelled by them. You know, sometimes I think about thoughts as little dictators. You know, a thought is the most insubstantial thing in the universe. What could be? It has no weight, it has no color, it has no duration. It's nothing. It's nothing. Almost nothing. But when we believe it, when we don't see it as a thought and we believe it, it controls us, you know. And so we, in a way, we're taking back agency, we're taking back choice. This is freedom from being sort of yanked around by our thoughts. So in this new relationship to thinking, we are not so preoccupied with our thoughts and not so preoccupied with the contents of our thoughts. It's like understanding that thoughts are natural. They're, you know, maybe like a fish swims in water, we swim in thinking, in the world of our thinking. And this is what people do. This is what we do. So, but what is it not to be preoccupied with thoughts, to let them come, let them go? And it's like creating some sort of healthy distance. When we have that distance, we can choose whether to follow the thought, we can choose whether to believe it, or we can choose, you know, to ignore it, to simply let it go, or simply let it be there. So as I said, the basic instruction is not to be in conflict. So if my intention is to be with the breath, to be with the body, to be present, and then a thought arises that takes me away, that I follow, if it's easy enough to let go of the thought and return to the breath, that's great, that's fine. You know, some thoughts are sort of just sort of like brain secretions, you know, what's for lunch, you know, it's kind of, if there's not so much energy around it, just let it go, notice it, oh, thinking, and come back to the breath, come back to the body. But if the thoughts are more or stronger, more intrusive, more repetitive, have a certain sort of force behind them and energy behind them, if we keep trying to push the thoughts away or let go of them, come back to the body, come back to the breath, we're creating what? Conflict. You know, and the idea is not to be in conflict. So in this way, when we notice that the thoughts are stronger than the call of the breath and the body and sounds, then what we can do, just like in this meditation, is turn towards the thoughts themselves. And then the thoughts become our meditation. You know, and we notice this process of thinking. And rather than being inside the contents of the thoughts, like, you know, I wonder what's for lunch, and yeah, and my stomach is, you know, well, I'm a little bit full, but if it's a good lunch, I'm going to eat a lot because I was hungry yesterday, and blah, blah, blah. And what am I going to eat after the retreat? I wonder what my dinner should be. Really good, you know. And so we're in the content, we're in the world of thinking, and that's creating a reality for us. And then at some point we can notice, oh, thinking is happening. And we might notice the impact of those thoughts on the body. Where are those thoughts in the body? We might notice the tone of voice. You know, sometimes we can talk to ourselves in a very critical way. And rather than being inside the criticisms of, why did you hit the bell so that way, mama? You know, just, oh, that's a strong way of talking to myself. Or, ooh, ouch, that hurts a little bit. You know, and so we can sort of feel the process of thinking and how it's affecting us. Often, as I said, if thoughts are repetitive and keep coming back, there's some emotion that's driving them. And it can be very helpful to sense into that emotion. If I have a lot of planning and I'm compelled by planning and caught by planning, maybe there's a little bit of fear underneath that planning mind. You know, maybe that sort of fear of the unknown, fear of what's going to happen. Maybe a well-justified fear. But whatever the story is, sensing into the fear can be very helpful. Finding the emotion in the body. And when thoughts are strong and thought patterns keep coming back, often there's some kind of identification with the thoughts. You know, some sense of self is being created around these thoughts. I remember on one of my early retreats, it was actually a Zen retreat, a Zen session. I had just purchased some shoes. I was moving to a new city and I had just purchased some shoes for my job, you know, for my work clothes before the retreat. And then in the sittings, there kept coming up this image of me wearing the shoes and other people seeing me wearing those shoes. You know, and it was like, what is going on, you know? And after a while, I sort of got that it was very connected to my sense of self, sense of identity, sense of self-image, how I was seen by others. I wanted to be seen by others, you know, and just sensing into all of that. What did that feel like in the body? What were the other associated thoughts with that? And, you know, so through our thinking, through what we're thinking about, how we're thinking, this is more data about ourselves, how we are, what's going on with us. And so just to notice it, include it, include thoughts. You know, sometimes we can have the idea that only being with the breath counts, or only being with the body, and thoughts are sort of not included, you know. And whenever we don't include something in our awareness, what is excluded will control us, you know, will have a certain power over us because we're not seeing it. So it's just about really opening up the mindfulness, opening up the awareness, including thoughts, including whatever it is that's happening. And if we see it, you know, that takes away its power. Then we, you know, most of the things we think about, I mean, if your minds are anything like mine, are not true. You know, are not, you know, if it's something I'm worrying about, it doesn't happen. If it's something I think, or many thoughts are just not true. And so if we can include them in mindfulness and meet them with mindfulness, it gives us choice where we didn't have choice before. So yeah, let the thinking happen. Don't worry about it. Don't let it be a problem. And when you notice it with some particular energy, really turn towards it and sort of honor that this is happening, that this is worth your attention. Okay, thank you very much. And so today, just as a reminder, we'll continue with practice discussions. Those of you who met with me on Tuesday, so 2 days ago, will now meet with Brian. Those of you who met with Brian 2 days ago, will meet with me.